family-oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, I'm tickled pink to have back in the studio my dear main man friend, David Alan Greer.
Please remain seated. You know, Adam, Dr. Drew, I come to you this evening. Thank you. Thank you. With a heavy heart, I recently ended the most dysfunctional, unhealthy relationship of my life.
And the only relationship.
Oh, my God.
Well, let's try to figure out what's up with our friend Dag, too, because...
Oh. Don't dig too deep. His mood is unstable.
I can't. Dr. Drew!
Dag.
I can't.
David is a smart guy, talented guy.
Yeah.
His parents are semi-normal. I mean, he didn't suffer a lot of abuse growing up. Yet, he seems to live in a world of chaos and heartbreak.
I do.
He loves that chaos, and he's very fragile.
I love the crazy girls.
Hey, what are you going to do?
I got! Fellas, I broke up with my hoochie. She was out of line, clearly. Out of pocket, I had to kick it to the curb.
How long ago? 6 weeks ago?
Yes, it was about 6 weeks ago we broke up. This person will remain nameless for fear of lawsuit. After a couple of weeks, the birdies started chirping, Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
People started telling me things, and I found out that apparently my cupcake, my honey bunny, had been banging half of Hollywood! Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. That means...
Dr. Drew, I'm melting. I can't. I don't.
Drew, that means one of us did her.
Oh, you bastards.
No, you know which half we're in. We're not...
Maybe it's both of us. It was just our lower half.
Oh, I have songs I've composed for this evening.
Dag. Let me say this.
Oh, yes.
To me...
Adam has that much patience for the tender male.
Well, I'll tell you what I don't have. He's on a new hit show, My Life with Bonnie.
I'm also on medication!
Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock, ABC. Oh. Everyone knows CR. Everyone loves you.
Yes.
You're now in the position where you can reel in the white women.
Yes, now what? I'm coming back.
Why would a guy... I mean, listen, I understand you had feelings for this woman.
I did. I loved her stankin' smelly butt cheeks.
But let me ask this, in all seriousness, and Drew, you chime in here.
Yes.
Isn't half of a bad breakup what the other person meant to you, and the other half, where you are in your life?
Yes.
And those are my history.
Hold on. Let me tell you something. When you've been with someone for so long...
How long were you guys together?
4.5 years.
Uh-huh.
And you hear things from so many sources that it has to be confirmed.
This is the flip side of what you're saying.
Right.
You can never confirm this unless...
Twinkie hole, baby.
Differently, Adam.
Yeah.
Let's say you are along. You're in a good station. Mm-hmm. You find the thing that you think the numbers match. It's exactly what you want.
Right.
Yeah. You're in the public eye. It goes bad. It wasn't what you thought it was. This idealized thing you attach yourself to is destroyed. And now you're also humiliated.
Absolutely. And I feel I have to go public, Dr. Drew, because I'll tell you why. Already the story's being spun.
What I like...
David's out of his mind. This never happened. Two of the guys involved admitted it.
But what I like
and
is
one
two.
Implicated the third.
But my favorite part about this evening so far, though, is David pulling me aside and saying, I really can't talk about this.
No.
We talk only in code.
I haven't said anything, but I have a list of names. We're going to be playing a little game I like to call Who Bagged Davey's Ex? A little later. Now, I can't call these people out by name. Some of them I socialize with, Dr.
You can call
Drew.
Them on the phone. It's Loveline.
Well, I don't want to go there because my lawyer's standing by. And Maria, but we're going to get in some booty tonight.
But who? I don't know who you hang out with.
Well, trust me, I don't hang out with these dogs.
I mean, like...
But you have socialized.
David and I hang out a little bit.
During...
I don't know what is...
See, during the shenanigans.
You could have hung with me and Adam. We
well,
many
these
times.
Were these were people that she worked with. These were people
where
that she worked
work?
With.
Where does she
work? I can't tell you that.
What is one of the?
It's she works in the industry. That's all I can tell you.
In the industry.
In the industry. So that it involves travel. It involves socializing, mm-hmm. and me as her man. You know, I'd socialize with some of these people, and it only makes the cut deeper.
Let me say this, or ask this, or hypothesize this.
Yes. What?
If the word is out that a woman is with a guy, and the guy is a high profile guy.
Yeah. They were high profile. Too. They're
captain.
Higher profile than me.
Ooh, interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
We'll get to that. We have the names here.
No,
a list.
All I know is there's got to be at least four Waynes on there.
Oh,
at least
how
four.
Did you know?
At least
they
four.
They left their drawers
I know
in
those,
my pamper.
I know those people.
Oh.
I know those Wayans brothers. And possibly a sister.
And Carrie.
I'm melting, Dr. Drew. What a world. What
Jim
a
Carrey
world.
Get in there?
Oh, Jim
no.
Carrey, yeah.
No, Drew. Drew Carey. No.
Okay.
No. Drew Carey.
But we got to work on,
asking,
on David's code of conduct.
I am. David, this is home for you.
This is the worst.
Where you
no,
belong.
This right girl here. Was a keeper.
No.
She was
no,
a keeper.
No,
her mom
not.
Is an alcoholic.
Yes, no.
Her
you
dad
go.
Is a racist. She never yes. told him that yes. Mr. Black Man was spanking her ass. Been over the kitchen table for 4 long years. Oh, doctor, I love her. She did me wrong. Ow.
But you know
ow.
What?
Thank God you're over it.
People that rage, David, people that treat you wrong, you got to have enough wholeness of self to be just done with people that behave like that.
Give me something like a miser or something.
Just done. Just
I'm
toast.
Done.
All right, Drew, do you got any pills
I'm
out
done.
In the car?
He's already on plenty of meds. Can't you
I'm
tell?
Done.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about for me.
I'm done with it.
I want a Quaalude or something.
We need,
go
maybe
get some Valium.
Why don't we subject David to the cyber app?
All right.
What do you think?
Wait a minute. My headphones just went south.
Can we do that, Anderson?
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
all right, let's take some phone calls.
Some phone calls?
Yes. That's what David needs to focus on his work.
Let's save the babies. I have some songs I'll be singing later.
All right.
To commemorate this horrible time in my life.
Dag.
Okay, I'm back.
Dag, let me speak seriously
right,
to you for a
all
second.
Right, hit me with
you're,
it.
You're hanging around with the wrong people.
I am. I like
the
crazy girls.
You hang around with the crazy girls in
yeah.
the Hollywood
the drama.
Guys.
The drama. It's all
the drama,
bad.
The drama.
It's all bad.
Drama.
You just
it
get back. You got to get the business going like fruit in the middle business.
It is. Oh, well, you know, I tried a fruit in the middle, but apparently there was another piece of fruit there.
You hang out with guys like myself.
Oh,
it all mellows out. It's a little
out.
Boring.
She dogged me out. She will not cop to any of it.
No, really?
No,
that
never
just
happened.
Speaks
no,
volumes
it never
of
happened.
That.
Nope, it never happened. I was weeping on the phone.
Really?
Nope, it never happened.
Yeah,
that
whole showing emotion thing
oh, yeah.
weakens your hand.
I don't care. She was crying too.
No.
Oh,
well, wait, but who? You broke up with her.
I broke up with her, and later I found these things out.
Why did
people
you break
at work?
With her?
For other reasons that
what,
I thought.
What,
that
what?
I, well, this isn't the person I should be with. Her life is not together enough. I know I don't want to spend my life with her. It's been this many years. It's
what
time to
happening?
End it.
What was happening? That's like an alcoholic deciding not to drink. It doesn't just
well,
happen.
I'll tell you what my therapist once said.
Uh-huh.
David, you are an alcoholic, and this person is a bottle of whiskey.
Ooh.
Please
yeah.
stay away. Did I?
That's,
no.
But,
did I?
Yeah.
No. I popped the cork and downed it.
But what made you hit Bob?
Hold on.
What
does that mean he nailed her when she was on her period?
I
that's
did that
means,
too.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Damn it.
He went down on her when she was on her period.
I did
you
that.
You did that?
Too.
Oh, that's love. Oh, my God.
Hold on. There's something on my lip.
Oh, yeah.
David, what made you, but like, just like alcoholics, there's always something that precipitates the
because
need for change.
Because I thought
no,
I could
no,
make her
no,
love me.
No,
oh, what?
No.
That I just got sick of it.
No, what? Of what?
The drama.
What happened? Give us the example. What was the final?
I can't be too specific.
What was the final blowout about?
It no just on. Was an accumulation.
No. What was the final blowout about?
Well, there was a specific event
yeah.
I cannot discuss
okay.
on the air, but
very
that was
good.
The last day.
Okay.
That was
well,
the
you
last
tell
day.
Us
I'll
all
put
yeah.
it like this. I'll put it like this. She asked me to do something for her, and I said, you know what? You really, this is your problem. How are you going to fix it? Nothing. Tears, hysteria. I don't know what I'm going to do. Finally, Davey came to the rescue the last time. I was driving in my car. I put on a DJ Quick tune, and he was rapping. And all of a sudden, it just hit me. It was a moment of clarity, and it was like, this is done. I got to get out.
That's what
with a clear head.
Do for
with there a clear head, and then all the little birdies started chirping.
Let me say this. I just heard that. David, we're going to be going to Vegas together soon.
Oh, really?
Homie, I'm moving to Vegas. Matter of fact, I'm moving to Olympic Gardens.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes,
I'll take you to Olympic Gardens.
You may find my Lucy there.
I don't forget about this whole thing.
There is a good place for him to find.
Plenty of screwed up broads over there.
Remember my sweetums I found there last time, Adam?
Yeah.
She was stabbed 17 times. Had a set of twins. Her boobies felt like elbows.
I swear it
was... Elbow! Oh, my God! She ripped my heart out with barbecue tongs, Dr. Drew!
Drew, I swear to you, I was at a strip club in Vegas with a Dag, and his dancer mentioned in passing that she'd been stabbed 17 times by her old man.
Oh, yeah.
What
are you going to do?
Hug him and love him.
All right, let's take some calls.
Yeah, let me get out of myself, please. I'm getting back. Let me just breathe. Where's the call at?
Dag, we need to talk during the break.
Good luck with that marriage, by the way.
Yeah, and let me ask you this, Dag. If you did meet a woman that was attractive and sane, could you be attracted to her? Do they have to be nuts?
Yeah, they have to be.
He's into
they
that.
Have to
he
be.
Needs a little therapy.
You know, I'm in therapy.
You know what would be good for him?
More.
Yeah, but like a few years.
Well,
not a few days. You know what would be good for him? Remember how you treated me when I was having that panic attack on the set of Love Line?
Yeah, I yelled at you.
He needs a little bit of that right now.
I think I did.
During the break, I'll give Dag some.
No, honey, if you're listening, all is forgiven, please. Soak in a tub of vinegar. Come home. my hoochie bag.
I'm going to be spending the night over to Flex today. He needs to be watched.
Everything's going blurry.
Ken?
Hey, what's happening?
Ken, you're 27.
Hey, Ken, how are you doing?
Excellent, Dave. How are you?
I'm not too good today, but I'm going to heal some babies. Heal some babies.
What's up, Dave? Ken?
Hey, Dr. Drew, Adam, what's happening? Glad to be here. Hey, a couple questions for you. First, I'm dating a girl. She's 24. I'm 27. She has a 4-year-old little girl and divorced. You know, we've been going out for a couple years. And I was wondering... she had a normal childbirth with this gal, and I was wondering if she was a little bit more loose than a normal girl would be.
Uh-oh. Because of the delivery?
Yeah, exactly.
Not necessarily.
She had her child 2 years ago?
4 years ago.
Oh, her child is 4.
And she was a young 20.
And she's 24 now, too?
Yeah.
And she had her kid when she was 20?
Yeah.
They tend to spring back pretty much all the way.
Oh, boy.
If she's larger, that's just her. It's her anatomy.
Okay.
What does it feel like down there?
Comparing her to other girls, pretty a little more loose than the average girl.
It's like you're humping a tire swing.
Banging a can of coffee. Maybe. Can't find a wall. Is that the problem, my friend?
different positions seem to work out
put it,
for us.
I hear you.
All right.
All good.
All right, it's all good there. That's
put a sock in that condom. That's what
I'm saying. What about, what about the... lubrication. Is she a little over-lubricated?
A little bit over-lubricated, that's correct.
Yeah, because
that's more than anything the issue, probably.
Yeah, you lose a little friction there.
Yeah, and that'll come with age when you guys hit the change of life.
Once it dries up.
Everything will dry up.
Yeah, good times.
Looking forward to that.
Good
Rachel?
Times.
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, I think I may have OCD, and I don't have insurance, so I can't go to a doctor and find out pretty much why I think that is, because I pick at my hair, I tweeze my eyebrows, I'm like obsessed with like not having hair on my body. I hate it more than anything. And also with cleaning, I walk into a room and I get upset if it's dirty.
All right.
Have you always been this way?
When I was a little younger, I'd always be straightening up things, but it's been really bad the past year.
Are you depressed?
I take Zoloft, but
you take Zoloft now?
Huh?
You take Zoloft now?
Yeah. My mom takes it, so she gives me half of her pills.
What? You're taking her medication?
Well, I'll take half.
I used to take it when I was younger. My doctor actually subscribed it to me like 4 years ago.
You subscribed it?
Look, you need to see a psychiatrist, Rachel. You've got more than just depression going on here. And the depression,
Mr. Ivy League over here taking his pain out on poor OCD Rachel.
And there are serotonin reuptake inhibiting medicines that are better for obsessive compulsiveness.
I don't know if I have it. I was just...
Well, you have those qualities. You have those features.
Hey, Dr. Drew, let me pipe in here. Honey, are you seeing anyone?
I have like six things. I have to like take care of my pubic hair all the time.
Like how?
I don't know. I have to like trim it all the time. I hate hair anywhere down there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But
are you seeing anyone right now, dear?
I'm seeing that's another problem.
Really?
There.
What's going on there?
He's African American and I'm white.
Oh boy!
My dad, when he found out, he told me he went. This was a few months ago. He told me it was nothing to do with me. He thinks I'm a piece of no suffering.
That's
the S word.
Daddy said that?
Your dad?
Well, is it because of who you're seeing?
And I'm a daddy's girl. But finally, I guess he's over because one day he just called me. We've never talked about it again. But if I end up being with this guy, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, marrying him.
He'll be fine. Your dad will.
You think so?
Oh, yes.
Well, my advice to make this relationship really last long is try banging half of Hollywood like my ex-girlfriend did to me.
That's good sound. That's good sound.
I tried to listen. I couldn't. Oh, my gosh.
Dag, who do you hang out with, really?
No, I have good friends. I do. My friends have helped me through this difficult time. Everybody on the show has helped me.
We can see that they've been very successful.
No, they have been wonderful. Great.
Of course, I can see that.
Mr. So-and-so. Oh. I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
Really?
Excuse me for being human.
No way. I love that part.
Excuse me for being human.
I'm supposed to just retain my feelings? I'm going to kill someone.
Boys, it's time for Davey to take another goofball.
Give me one if you got one. Seriously, you got stuff on you, right?
I do. Good man.
Lynn?
We'll talk.
I don't feel good about having your L.A. Gun Club t-shirt. Sort of scary.
I'm locking and loading tonight, baby.
Keeps the riffraff away. There Lynn?
Hi, guys.
You're 28?
Hey, 28, yeah.
What's up?
Well, I'm dating this guy. I've been dating him about 3 months. And I didn't see him for about a month. And then I saw him on Saturday. And the reason I didn't see him is because he kept... like saying he was busy and everything.
Wait a minute, you've dated him for 3 months?
Well, I dated him for 2 months and then...
And then a month off.
Yeah, and then a month off.
All right.
He kept saying he was busy, but he kept saying, oh, I want to be with you, oh, I love you, and all this stuff.
All right, that's keeping you out there in case he needs you.
Yeah. Huh? Hey, he doesn't want to break your heart, but he's losing interest. And maybe he's got something else going on.
So I went over there on Saturday, and he tells me he's getting me an engagement ring.
Uh-huh.
It just makes no sense. I mean...
Well, he just says that, or you said, I thought we had something special, and he said, no, baby, we do. I'm going to get you an engagement ring.
No.
Is it backpedaling, or did he just come up with it?
No, he basically just came up with it.
How do you know he just came up with it?
But Lynn, what can we say? This is bizarre behavior. It's a bizarre situation. We have no idea what he's thinking.
It's only 3 months.
Yeah, it's only 3 months. He's talking about marriage. And for a whole month, he wasn't interested, and you didn't know what the score was then, and now we still don't know what's going on. We can only figure this out by talking to him.
Right.
I suggest you be very careful with this guy. It does not sound like a great situation.
Yeah.
All right?
Another thing is he hasn't had a girlfriend in, like, 6 years, and he's partially deaf. He's very hard of hearing.
Why? From what?
From what?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. He wears hearing aids. And
You never broached that subject with him, huh?
Oh, he was born like that.
Oh, okay. Well, you can just say that. Do you know what he does for a living?
Yeah, he's a salesman.
Oh, boy.
Okay, hearing aids, does he sell?
What's he sell?
Electronics.
Oh, yeah.
That's close.
Pacemakers?
Is that a bad thing?
No, that's good. All right, Lynn.
Got to find out more information.
Too early to get engaged, but if he's coming around, he's coming around.
Yeah, more information.
Nowadays, though, they have those little micro hearing aids.
Oh, they're great.
They do.
They adjust, my patients have these things they adjust on their watch. They wear on their wrist, and it adjusts
The hearing aid. You counsel people like that, do you, Doctor?
They don't even pull their stuff out of the ears. They can't even see it. It's way in the canal.
Let me
ask adjust
you
the volume and stuff.
Wow.
Is that a scientific term? They pull the stuff out of their ears?
Yeah.
And there's no wire or anything. So it's electronic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Air.
See, you see, back in the day, you'd have to put a horn in your ear.
Yeah, now it's like Dick Tracy. But listen,
for
Lynn, you've got to not be afraid to talk to this guy and find out what's going on with him.
Yeah.
David?
Yeah. David Alan Greer in the studio tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
My Wife and Kids is the name of his show.
How dare you? It's My Life with
you.
Bonnie.
That's not you?
It's the other Negro you know.
I think Damien. That's you.
Damien, I love your new show, My Wife with Bonnie. It's nice. Where your brothers at? Where they be at? Y'all don't never hang together. Why you change your last name to girl?
I know Damon's on that list.
He is.
I know he's on that
he's
list.
He's not. Damien would never. He would never.
Sean, on the other hand.
I got to call my hoochie.
We're gonna talk to David during the break. Also on Crank Yankers is the. Danny the man who vomits.
I hate you.
Where did you ever get that bombing idea?
Put it in your butt. Yeah, I have no idea.
I put it in her butt.
Cracks me up every time. We're going to Vegas.
Next
week?
Ooh, I don't know. Soon. We're trying to work out the dates.
Soon. We're going to work it out with
you. To do some crank yanking.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Dr. Drew, can I have a short session right now?
Yeah, give me like a three-minute session.
We started. We're in the middle of one. What are you talking about?
Tell him what you told me. Here's what he said.
Wash your hands of it. Just walk away.
Yeah, I said you'd be like a blackjack table.
Right. Pow. It's kind of hard to do, though, Dr. Drew, when you're emotionally involved.
I understand. Okay.
But when you love someone with all of your heart.
Listen to your doctor.
By the way, blackjack is what will be going on tonight when David gets home. We'll take ourselves a little break. David Alan Greer in studio tonight.
David, let her go. Stop loving her. It's the devil, David.
It's not her.
The person you wish she was, whom she isn't.
Oh.
Come back, my hoochie.
She was never that hoochie.
Get that sack out of your mouth. Come home. Papa misses you.
If this is what it's like being funny, count me out. Count me out.
This is
your life. I know. That's my point. You're tortured. You walk around tortured.
I am. I do.
You're gonna need to hit me right now. You need to give yourself over to us. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Oh.
Focus.
Let's focus in. Let's save some babies, Adam. Davey's back.
I'm back. Adam, that's Dr. Drew. David Alan Greer in studio tonight.
Oh, it's starting to get.
Life with Bonnie airs Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock, ABC. I have not seen the first episode.
Thank you.
But I hear it's a very strong show.
It is very good. We got great reviews. Bonnie Hunt is wonderful. She's fabulous. We got wonderful ratings. So I may be stuck on this one all the way to the bank.
It's good.
Syndication.
And oftentimes the good reviews don't equal good ratings. But
if the
ratings are good and you have a good show, you're in for a long haul because they found you.
Yes, that's right.
And have to do a letter writing campaign to keep you going.
Yeah.
That's nice. You don't have to carry the show. You got a nice part. But
I just walk in and walk out to my dressing room and start to cry. But I want to take time out here and say congratulations to you, Adam, on your approaching nuptials.
Thank you.
I bought you a gift.
Did you?
Yes, please. Let's get a little higher class gift to the list before. I was like, the toothpicks or the dental floss? I don't know. Let me see.
Well, now they make the picks with the floss incorporated into the back of them, so I'm guessing that's what you got me.
Yes, dude. Let's save some babies.
All right, let's do it. And David, really, you need to get him a date for your party. No.
Yeah.
How was your bachelor party? I missed. I wasn't able. It was 4 days. Four long days.
Yeah, Tahoe.
Oh, boy.
We should have had him come with us.
He never calls anymore. Adam, he's starting his new life.
I called Dag.
We call each other.
Pick up the phone, you jerk. It's Adam Krakatoa. I'm not calling you again. Shut up.
Well, I have to call him twice in a row sometimes.
I'm playing hard to get.
I'm going to switch phone numbers.
Adam.
We're going to exchange numbers and things.
Please, please, because I'm getting some free. These are my notes, my hoochie notes.
You're not going to be able to hang out with him. I've tried.
Oh, stop it.
Hey, no cheating. Get out of here. Give me back my paper.
Whoa, there's lots of notes there.
There is. I have a lot on my mind.
Yeah, not kidding.
Oh, I'm getting it off.
All right. For those of you who are just tuning in, David has ended a long-term relationship very recently. He's in a lot of pain.
Crack my ribs, Dr. Drew. There's nothing there.
He's open.
She took my heart. Adam, I can't even watch porn anymore. I swear to you, every time I watch porn, I see my little baby doll. My sweetie sweetums getting banged by half of Hollywood.
I'm watching enough porn for the both of us.
She took my porn, Charlie. She took my porn. I'm melting. Oh, what a world, Dr. Drew. What a world.
Dag, we need to hang out a little bit. I'll mellow you right out.
Go.
You give me some numbers.
We'll hang out.
All right, I can't give you my personal number. I'm going
to give you for email.
Charlotte?
Yeah.
Charlotte, you're 18.
Yes.
What's up?
Okay.
Email.
When I started having sex, I would, like, orgasm fine. Like, at first it wasn't, like, there, but, like, after a while it would come just, like, naturally.
During intercourse?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently, I hooked up with this one guy, and it was awful. Like, it was like one of the worst experiences of my life. Like, worse than the first time I lost it.
Why would happen? Like, what happened?
I don't know. Like, it wasn't even like he was that big. It was just, it wasn't enjoyable at all.
Was it just that you didn't like the person or the way he approached things? What was the problem?
What?
What was the problem? It sounds like you were, like, traumatized by it. I mean, what happened?
I'm not traumatized, but it just wasn't, like, a pleasant, like, feeling.
All right.
No, physically or emotionally?
Hold on a second. What is she saying?
She said it wasn't a pleasant.
She always enjoys sex, and then she was with a guy now.
No, she said, then I was with this one guy, and it was horrible. I didn't like it. I thought, oh, wow, awful.
So she's, Charlotte.
Yes.
You're 18 years old. You sound like a six-year-old talking about food. The yellow stuff is yucky. It's bad.
I want to go to Hawaii.
Yay. So you're with a guy one time and you didn't like it.
Right.
Did you sleep with him again?
And no, I did not.
All right. And that was how long ago?
That was like 3 months ago.
And have you been with someone else since?
Yes.
All right. And how's that?
It's like, I mean, I don't enjoy it.
You don't enjoy, you don't enjoy it anymore?
No, not at all. Not intercourse, not...
Because of that experience with that one guy.
I don't know if that's because... That's it, though. Because, like,
what's
whenever...
What's happening in your life?
Whenever, like, he goes down on me or anything, like, it's just no sensation. Like, it's
Well,
nothing.
What's going on in your life personally?
Everything's going great in my life. I'm in my freshman year of school, like...
Do you like this guy?
Great.
Do you like this
guy? Yeah, I do.
You really a lot, you think?
Yeah, I don't love him, but...
What was so spoiling? Why were things spoiled by that one guy? One guy.
No, that's my question.
And why don't you love the guy you're with?
Because it's a pretty big word. Can't get committed too soon.
So you're just not that into him that way?
Oh, I am. I just don't know if I love him yet.
All right.
That sounds normal to me.
Yeah, but this one guy, what was it about this guy? Try to articulate that.
First of all, I want to apologize.
Okay, I'll try to be an articulated person. I wasn't myself
that night. All right, but I want you to try to articulate what it was about the experience with the one guy that spoiled sexuality, like, for you from then on.
At first, it was fine, and then it started to burn, and, like...
Are you on any medication, birth control pills or anything?
I'm not on birth control. I'm on minocycline now for my acne.
Yeah.
Did you eat some hot sauce that night?
And so, are you worried that you're going to get pain again during sex?
When you were miserable.
I do get pain now.
You have pain?
Yeah.
So ever since that one guy, it's been uncomfortable?
Yes.
All right, you left that part out. Now it begins to make sense why sex would be less pleasurable.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's all making sense.
Well, here's the obvious thing.
Charlotte, it's the devil.
It's possible. There's many possible. Charlotte, you having your normal periods?
Yes, I am having my
And they're, that it's happening normally at normal times and everything?
Yes.
How long have you been on the medicine?
For about 6 months.
And are you using any condoms now, or what are you using for birth control?
Charlotte.
Condoms.
Charlotte, would you be allergic to the latex? Is it using a different kind?
No.
I'm not allergic to it.
All right, I'm tired of
it. The fact is, Charlotte, listen.
Yeah, it's just very, it's just stinky. It's stupid.
You need to go
see a gynecologist. Wait a minute.
Go to a gynecologist.
The hormone levels may be changing your body. Estrogen levels may be different.
Dr. Drew,
the minocycline may be affecting things.
Hold on,
it's
stupid. Don't talk over David.
He's not going to stop.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying that. Everything was down there. My stink hole, it was nice. And then that guy put his stink, his pecker in there. It was stupid. It's just stupid. And it wasn't always stupid, but it's stupid now. And I don't understand.
Anderson, shut the eggs, Mike, for 1 second. Thank you. So Drew and I can speak. Drew.
Wait, that was a pretty good sound effect.
Yeah, do that again.
Shut up.
All right, now. Thank you. Wow. Keep this mic off for a second. True, over here. Right. Let's use the mics like an intercom.
Yeah, of course.
Charlotte seemed like kind of a pain in the ass.
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
And she seemed like she had the hot chick syndrome.
Yes, yes.
How did you get that out of what she said?
Because she was
quiet
like...
Quiet, dear heart. Quiet.
She was like,
Look, he's having a tantrum. Too bad this is radio.
People now can't David's see. Got a pout for the rest of the show.
Go ahead and talk to your little doctor friend.
Yeah. So she was like, first off, you're not going to give him your phone number, are you?
Yeah, I did.
So call.
Dr. Drew, I'm going to call you right now.
I'll get
it
back during the break. I'll get it back.
I'm going to call you.
All right. She had hot chick syndrome, which is, I had orgasms before, and now I'm not. And, what are you going to do about it? Right. And whenever you try to make a suggestion, they're a little bit angry. No, that's not it. Yeah. No. Yeah. She had elements of that in her voice. And I don't know if her daddy wasn't nice to her or something. And that part about, she's 18, she's been with a guy for 3 months. She really likes a guy, but do you love him? No.
It's 3 months.
I know, but 18-year-old girls that are sort of intimate with guys and been with them for 3 months is a pretty long stretch for 18.
At least have a fantasy about something more there.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like she was rejecting him.
Sounds like daddy broke her heart and something. You want to? Yeah. Charlotte. Oh, she hung up.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Oh, there she is.
Hello, I'm here.
Charlotte?
Yes.
You okay with your dad?
I love my dad. We have a great relationship.
Did you always have one?
Yes, we did.
Your whole life?
My whole entire life.
What about your mom?
No, not at all.
All right, what's going on there? We knew it was something.
What's up with Mama?
We just don't get along.
How come?
All right, now.
Wait.
They don't get along. Charlotte's one of the hot chicks make you become like the Gestapo, and they become like captured French resistance people. It's like you got to sweat them for everything. You know what I mean? Fat chicks give up too much information, and hot chicks, you got to ring for information. Why don't you like that, baby? I don't know. Well, what is it you don't like?
Stupid.
They're like kids. You know?
This is hell.
It's bad. And then you go, but what's bad about it, sweetie? It's like you're talking
to a
6-year-old. Yeah, but why? What do you think if you could? And they go, you know.
But
that's
how do you know she
is.
Was a hot chick? Or maybe she was.
I know
she was
a hot chick. Charlotte? Oh, sorry. Charlotte, you're a hot chick, right?
Some may say so.
Yeah, that's the number one hot chick. Some
gentlemen callers have called me hot. All right.
Anybody you talk to might say so. Yeah, I don't know what they're
talking
about.
Maybe, I don't know.
You're
a
hot
stupid.
Chick, right?
It's
that's
just
good.
Stupid. The whole thing's stupid. Bye.
All right. Bye, Charlotte.
Bye.
Wait.
What? Yeah.
Your relationship with your mom, though.
I was going to tell you why. You just cut me off.
All right, let's
right
go.
There.
Go.
All right, go. Okay. My mom is a Jehovah's Witness.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Like, so... I really never like adapted to the beliefs.
How about your dad?
My mom was like full Catholic, went to Catholic school with the nuns, got beat by the ruler and everything.
Right.
And then like they came knocking on our door one day. And
nothing wrong with that.
Oh really? Came to the door.
How old were you when she converted?
Oh, that's a good
four.
I'm done with it. Four? How old were you when she converted? 10?
I was 10, yeah.
All right.
But it sounds like there's a lot of envy and hatred and, just awful feelings just about people, probably.
Yeah.
Built in by mom.
Charlotte didn't sound like a big people fan.
No, right, exactly.
Zeno?
Hello?
Hey, you're 28. What's up?
Yes, hello, Dr. Drew, Adam, David.
Hey,
I have a bit of an ethical question for you all.
All right.
I am primarily attracted sexually to boys.
What do you mean boys? How old?
I don't know. 9, 10, 12.
So you were sexually abused when you were like 9?
No.
Well, what happened to you when you were that age?
Well, nothing really.
Hold on, do you masturbate to these boys?
I'm sorry, I'm going to step out.
Yes, you do masturbate.
Yes.
To orgasm?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Wow. David, he masturbates. All right. All right.
What happened to you when you were 9 years old? What was it that not really happened?
No, nothing happened.
Now, when you fantasize, do you picture yourself performing fellatio on these 9-year-olds?
Sometimes.
And sodomy as well? Hold on, he didn't answer yet. Sodomy?
No, not really.
No, what?
Oh, I take that back.
Yeah, not sodomy.
Okay.
All right. Now, have you done this?
No.
No, you have not done this. And are you straight or gay? I mean, do you have a relationship right now?
No, I don't.
And so do you consider yourself gay?
I don't know how to consider myself because I haven't had sex with anyone.
Oh, ever. You're virgin.
That's right.
Again, something happened to you when you were a young child, like that age. What happened?
Nothing that I can remember.
What do you think might have happened?
I don't know. Nothing.
Do you remember anything before the age of 13?
No.
Nothing.
Really.
Okay. Well, hold on
a second, Zeno. Let me talk to Drew and Dag here for a second.
Yes, what do you want to do?
We talk to people all night who have a reason for the way they are, and that's 99% of society. But there is always that 1% who's just sort of, they're an enigma.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they like 9-year-old boys because one out of every 1,000 guys or 20,000 or 50,000 guys like 9-year-old boys.
He's giving you education. He said he doesn't remember.
I think a sexualized relationship with a child
he doesn't say he's
whatever.
Not. I don't think he's saying I don't remember my childhood.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
I thought he was saying he can't think of anything.
Do you remember anything about your childhood before the age of 13?
Sure, I do.
Okay, and what was happening then? Did you grow up in foster care or anything like that?
No, my family's okay. I was going to school. Got good grades. Nobody beat on me. Nobody touched me.
So, Zeno, when Drew asks you if you were traumatized at age 9 and you say nothing you can remember, do you mean that you can't remember that age, or do you mean that nothing that you can think of?
Nothing that I can think of.
Thank you.
All right.
Jackasses.
Yeah, you're right.
Both you two ganging up on my ass. All right. So you're being honest and you're calling the show and everything, would you have any idea where this comes from?
No.
Okay. And you don't plan to act on this, right?
No, not right now.
But now what about...
Uh-oh. No, never.
Okay, never. But what about your sexuality in general? What about being with a man who was over 18?
No, I'm not interested in guys. But once in a while, I will see a woman that has boyish features that I will have some attraction to.
All right,
that's really my question.
Well, why don't you keep the focus there?
No, it's the devil.
That's my question is that...
With your feelings.
Yes.
Okay, my question is... If I start dating a woman like that, and I have dated a couple, I always feel awkward because, on the one hand, if I tell them that I have this attraction, I'm only going to go out with weird chicks.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Feel like a jackass.
All right, here's the deal. They've been blessed. You're attracted to the people who look like them. You know what I mean?
But hold on. Have you ever told the women that you went out with these feelings you've had?
No.
Yeah, don't do that.
I don't think you have to. You're not going to act on it.
About
hey, it
satisfied.
Worked for me.
But he's whatever this piece of himself is gratified by being with a woman who fills that visual need of his.
But Dr. Drew, he's never slept with these women.
I know, but he really does have a genuine attraction to them, and it's not about his sexual identity.
Well, I don't know about genuine attraction.
I don't.
He's a virgin at 28.
Yeah. You think he's sort of settled?
Zeno, do you work? Do you have a job?
Yes.
And are you successful? Do you take care of yourself?
Yes.
And so you function well in society.
Yes, I don't have any problem. I'm not dysfunctional, no.
Yeah, and what's your nationality?
I'm from Latin America.
Okay, why don't And by the way, this is it's all coming to focus now because it's a big trend over there. What you need to do, Zeno, is spend a little of that money that you have. Here's the deal, Zeno.
Therapy.
I like you. I do. I respect the guy who says, you know what, this is what I'm attracted to, but I know it's wrong, and I'm not going to act on it.
Yeah, that's right.
And I do respect those people, and I wish more people were that way, because as a society, we always want to condemn people for what they're thinking or what they're feeling. I want to condemn the people that act.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm interested in. You want to boff the hell out of 9-year-old guys and take pitchforks to them and throw them in a big pile in your backyard and then have sex with their corpses. That's fine with me as long as you actually don't do it.
That's
you
good.
Can think
very
that
good
way
point.
All you want.
Very good.
That's
my
thank
phone
you.
Number.
No, it's not. It's right here. Okay, let's focus
okay.
in.
Okay, so spend some of that money on therapy. Please, it will help. Look what it did for David.
I am totally normal.
He's completely self-actualized.
And self-actualized and at ease with himself.
I am. Can I take my shirt off?
Flexible, maximal flexibility and adaptability. Look at him.
Look at him.
Very stressful circumstance, and he's completely got it together.
Right.
Lost a girlfriend. Not a problem for him.
How dare you?
We're going to take...
You brought up my hoochie.
We're going to break...
There I go again. She banged Alpha Hollywood.
We'll be back.
What a world. What a world.
Hey, everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
Hey, and I'm Davey G holding down the chocolate spot. We're going to be helping some babies this evening. If you have any problems, sexual or substance abuse or otherwise, why don't you give a call? We're going to give you some dollars, right, Adam?
Should I read the diagnosis criteria for borderline personality?
Yeah.
This is to my hoochie.
Let's reset here. David is recently broken up with a long-term girlfriend. And he's in that place that we've all been in.
It doesn't work.
Where there's no light at the end of the tunnel.
There is light.
Depression and loneliness.
There is light.
Okay.
There is light, but I'm just trying to get through this period.
And everything I've heard about this person, and I don't know who it is, or I've never met her, but I've been able to make a provisional diagnosis of borderline personality disorder.
Could you read that?
So here is the definition. A pervasive pattern of instability of mood, interpersonal relationship, and self-image beginning by early adulthood and present in a variety of contexts indicated by at least 5 of the following. Number 1. A pattern of unstable and intense interpersonal relationships.
Bingo.
Characterized by alternating extremes of over-idealization and devaluation.
Bingo.
2. Impulsiveness in at least 2 areas that are potentially self-damaging. Spending, sex, substance, shoplifting, reckless driving, binge eating, etc.
Yes. Bingo.
Number 3. Mood instability.
Yes.
Marked shifts from depression, irritability, anxiety, usually lasting a few hours.
Yes.
And rarely a few days.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Number 4. Inappropriate intense anger or lack of control of anger.
Yes.
Number 5. Recurrent suicidal threats or gestures.
No.
Number 6. Marked and persistent identity disturbance manifested by uncertainty about at least 2 of the following. Self-image, sexual orientation, long-term goals, career choice, types of friends, desired, preferred values.
No.
So 5 out of 6.
Here's the cruel. Oh, this is the key one. Chronic feelings of emptiness or boredom.
Well, she wouldn't tell me.
Because she was always bored?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I said nothing was wrong. It's all in my head.
And finally, frantic efforts to avoid real or imagined abandonment.
Yes.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
We got to keep her, Dr. Drew. Now, how do I get her back in my life? That's what I want to
know. Now, what does a person like this need to do, Drew? What's the road to salvation for someone like this?
It's really about saving yourself from people
Thank
with
you.
This disorder.
Thank you.
If you're one of these people,
you should
do what?
If you're with one of these people.
You should...
I know. I know Dag needs to get away from these people.
I'm trying to. It's hard.
Well, it's interesting. Right now, this time in history, a lot of people have borderline traits that don't actually have borderline disorder. And so it's actually borderline disorder. It probably shouldn't have borderline disorder. It probably has borderline traits.
But
is treatable.
If you're this person...
First of all, make sure you're not an addict. Because addicts can behave and appear like borderlines.
Mm-hmm.
And two, get your butt in some therapy for about 8 to 10 years.
All right.
8 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Ryan?
Now, pretty soon, Adam, we're going to be playing a little game I like to call Who Bagged Davey's Ex?
Right.
I have a list of names here.
Well, let's call them.
We can't call them, but I will give you hints.
Hold on.
Okay,
how did you get that list of names?
Well, it was told to me by a variety of sources, coworkers, friends.
Strangely, independent sources came up with the same names.
Absolutely. And by those admitted participants.
Oh, they said the guys
two out of three.
Now, and let me ask you this, Drew. If I was in the situation that Dag was or is in,
I would
probably just walked away.
Yeah.
I did.
I know, but I wouldn't go after the information. I wouldn't be hungry for the information.
It's already been given to me.
I just got it a few days ago.
It was volunteered to you?
To him.
No, I said it was one
one bit of information, and I asked questions.
Which That's right.
Because I wanted to know.
Yeah. All right, you pursued it.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying I would not pursue
it. I say full disclosure, but also I think when that person is denying their behavior, no. I'm not. I could suffer in silence, but I'm saying no.
If you get like a wound in your arm, it scares up. Did you
pick it. Till I get to the bone, Dr. Drew, because it may be China under there.
All right. Right.
Tell me I'm not healthy. Right. Let's say some babies.
Ryan, you're 18.
How's it going?
Your girlfriend wants to...
Currently I'm in a relationship, and this is my first, like, real relationship where I've had relations with this girl. I mean, I've had, you know, this real immature relationship, but this is my first, like, real girlfriend. And she's been with I don't want to say a lot, but she's pretty experienced in that field. So she's had a lot of sex before me.
Right. This is how guys get going with borderlines. Here it is.
All right. And right now she wants to do what?
Girls. Yeah.
Well, she's done some things with her past boyfriend.
I don't care about that. What is
today, Junior?
What does she want to do with you?
She wants to go into my anus. I think she wants to use her hand, but she might want more. You know, she's very strange. Like,
wait a minute, has she told you what she wants to put inside you?
No, because when she brought it up, I refused. I didn't even let her, you know, get to it. But I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe I would. But I wanted to know, is there any way I could find it pleasurable?
All right, can I get in on this?
Sure.
All right, if your baby doll wants to strap a big one on and put it to you in that bad place, there's only one reason a woman wants to do that, because when you break up with her, she's going to tell everybody!
Oh, no.
Everybody!
Well, it's true. I didn't believe it.
You heard about David, too.
No, not you, too. Yeah. Three female friends of mine couldn't wait to tell me that they had done that to the scumbag that just dumped them. So do not do it.
It's interesting. All right, don't do it, Ryan. And Ryan probably gets the right, his spidey sense is tingling with this one, and you need to trust it.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Yeah. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. David Alan Greer is in our studio tonight.
Holding it down.
Life with Bonnie is the name of his new show, 9 o'clock Tuesday nights, ABC.
Beautiful. It's lovely.
Doing very well in the ratings very well reviewed.
Yes.
Very well reviewed.
Critics agree.
The critics all agree. They do.
And, Dag, what a position you're in, because you don't have to write the show or produce the show or build the sets. You don't have to carry the show.
I don't. I come in, plat out, and get out.
I do.
Now, what is a shooting week like for you?
We work 5 days a week. We shoot on Monday and Tuesday. Usually I work one day or the other. It's a wonderful schedule. It's a wonderful schedule. It gives me a lot of time to myself to wallow in my pain. Adam, I was doing so well.
Not so bad.
Can we play my game?
Yeah.
I have a list of names here.
Let me
potential
explain.
Potential baggies.
Let me explain that the Dag. Dag. Was recently jilted by a lover.
He broke up with her
after she...
And then subsequently found out that she'd been mucking around
she'd
with...
She'd been banging half of Hollywood!
They've been together for four years.
Yes.
It's been tumultuous at times.
Yes.
But he's out of the relationship now.
I'm going to name names. Uh-huh. The first contestant, the nominee we have for bagging Davey's ex.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it like 10,000 pyramid.
Okay. The first actor is the fattest, sleaziest, crank-snorting scumbag in Hollywood.
Cedric the Entertainer.
Wrong. I'm going to...
John Wendt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Now, the second runner-up is do I see a leprechaun in the room? Is it? Could it possibly be Scottish, Irish? I don't know.
Don't think Lucky Charm.
They're all rumors and innuendos. The second actor's name is... excuse me. Finally...
Liam Neeson.
I'm moving on. I can't. Finally, we have...
Hold on. Every time you cough, it sounds like Liam Neeson.
No, I didn't say that. It's no confirmation.
All right.
Finally, we have a man by the name of Oscar. Is his name Oscar, or does he just own one? I don't know. Could be.
Ooh.
Maybe just a nominee. I don't know. All rumors and innuendos. And this name is... excuse me. Let's move on.
I think he
those
said,
are the three.
I'm pretty sure the last one he said Ed Cranepool, who used
absolutely.
To play. He played on the
bingo
Mets in the 60s.
Ed Norton. Bingo. He put
ooh,
on his
could
struts.
Be Ed Norton.
No, you mean from the Honeymooners?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
She liked the old guys. I'll tell you that.
Ed Norton.
Honey, come back. All is forgiven. Given. Just douche, please, before you come home, please.
Right, okay, I know nothing more than I did before we started all that.
One guy, my lawyer is putting
one guy was nominated for an Oscar.
Maybe or maybe not. Maybe he won. I don't know.
Well, that,
I'm just saying.
That then includes the entire planet as far if you take the ones that are nominated and the ones that weren't nominated.
excuse me.
Don't you have some sort of like electronic way to sort that all out? Slow it down.
I'm thinking.
Lawrence Olivier. Lawrence Olivier.
Play it backwards. Play the cough backwards.
I think I may have hit the nail on the head with Cedric, though.
Oh, how dare you?
Does she
my
like the brothers?
She goes
Smith.
Either ways. Oh, you hit it on the head. No.
All right, are the three guys, what color are they?
Oh, they could be all colors.
What are they?
Yeah, but what are they?
They could be all colors.
Right, they're all colors. There's multiple colors.
They're more white than black.
United colors of
benefit.
More white than black.
Okay.
That's all I'll tell you. More white than black.
This name is... excuse me.
Oh, technology ruined the theater. Technology ruined. I'm treading awfully
wait,
close. Hold
again.
On.
I need to hear it again.
Uh-oh, my lawyer's just entered the room.
Hear it again. Here we go. And here we go. Going a little slower.
Nominee. I don't know. All rumors and innuendos. And this name is...
Charles Nelson Riley. That was it. Charles Nelson. Charles Nelson Riley. Oh, man. This is like drag now.
In this room, one order in the mind.
Red room.
The hell has this show become?
Red room. Oh, you know,
Christ.
Dr. Drew, it's hard to move on when you find out that your sweetie Sweetums is a bloody, lying, stinking, money-grubbing whore. It's kind of hard. Okay, there's a lot of fond memories.
Adam, you know, he says it now with a smile.
Yeah. There's
he's
a lot really of fond memories.
He's in a better way.
She took my heart.
The show's
I
working
want
for him.
My 4 years back.
All I know is next time they tape Life with Bonnie, you and I are just going to walk out on the stage and start ranting for like
two hours. I did fail to mention that she gave me oral like I was holding a gun to her head. the fond memories I have. Oh, she was a keeper, Dr. Drew. She was a keeper. I miss you, honey. All is forgiven. Come home, please.
All right. Hey, David.
Let's heal some babies.
Okay.
I'm having dinner tomorrow night with Lloyd Braun.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to give him a serious talking to about you.
Let's take caller number three.
Well, you got to make sure they've got an EAP over there at ABC.
EAP,
right.
EAP.
Employee Assistance Program.
They do, man, because I'm about to get buck wild. Yeah. They found me in the parking lot yesterday when I moved my drawers on.
You got
to
make...
Just talking, just like, I don't know, just making everybody on there. I'm just calling Adam. Now the group's a spaceman. Because I was like, Adam, get mad. I'll punch you in the jail. I said, nobody go get me. Kill his hands off me. Just squeeze people out around. I'm crazy.
Okay, right. We must go to the next taping of his show.
Yeah.
Just stand walking on our hands and just start going.
I would like to thank the makers of Rimaron and Xanax for helping me through this difficult period.
John?
You got to talk to your doctor about mood stabilizers. You're just elevators.
You're 21?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's up, Johnny? How you doing, baby?
Fine. I'm just calling to say that David Allen Greer rocks.
Thanks, man.
And the funniest thing on the show.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks.
Dr. Drew.
I'm going to be better, man. I'm going to get it together. One day at a time.
I saw the taping of a Life with... I saw an episode of Life with Bonnie at Disneyland not too long ago.
At Disneyland?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Were the cast members there?
I don't think so. I knew Drew Carey. The Drew Carey cast was there.
That was ABC's weekend.
Yeah.
They had there. I was on lockdown. I was in a psychiatric ward.
But, man, like, you rock.
That's
like
you,
the best... Funniest guy, man.
That's true.
You're trying to make him feel better,
thanks,
aren't you?
John. Yeah, of course.
And it
he
does,
is.
Dr. Drew. It does. When you get
that's
love
good.
From strangers, it just hits
you
in your heart.
I know you need more and more and more of that.
Jay?
That's it.
Jay.
How are you guys doing?
You're 21. What's up?
Right. 21.
Yeah.
I
take Quaaludes.
I've been having anal sex with my last girl, my current girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done it many times with my other girlfriends, but they never, like, said anything about it, you know? They just, like, did it with me. But this girl totally digs it, always wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, if she likes it so much, maybe I'll like this. So I found something. I was sitting at home one day, and I tried it on myself. And I can't imagine why this girl likes it, but I feel like a creep.
You put something in yourself to see why she's so into it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what's the question?
I don't know. Is that, like, have you ever heard of anybody doing something like that?
So you're worried about yourself for having experimented.
It sounds bogus to me.
I buy it.
Well, I only buy it because of his affect, because he's so goddamn boring. It's got to be real. But what'd you put in you?
Well,
mason jar.
You know those things that you inject, like, things in your mouth with, like, Jello into your mouth?
What?
Is it covered to one of those?
What?
It covered one of the things you inject Jello into your mouth with?
Well, it's like a shot, and you pull it out, and you put Jello into it. My brother broke his jaw. So he's got to inject a liquid into his mouth.
This is very
specific. His jaw's wired shut?
Right.
Got it.
Okay.
It's a syringe, basically.
It's like a cover, but I don't know. Like, everywhere I go, I always, like, have this on my mind. I'm
yeah.
Like,
did you wash it off, or did you just put it back in your brother's drawer?
Yeah. Hey, Mom! This shot smells like cocky. Somebody stuck my syringe in your butt. Corn, I hear it out.
Corn Jello, Mom? What are you thinking?
My food smells like that.
Jay, was it the thing that your brother used?
Well, yeah. No, it was not that thing.
It was the cover for it.
It was the cover.
Cover for it.
Did he want to
It's like
cover?
like a cigar tube?
Mom, somebody put peanut butter on my syringe cover.
Little thicker.
Little thicker.
Really?
Is it in your butt now? Because you said your speech is labored.
But listen, Jay, you're worried about yourself for having done this to see why your girlfriend is so into it.
Well, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Does the fact that she's so into it kind of spoil it for you?
Hell, no, not at all.
You like it.
I like it a lot.
And she seemed to enjoy it so much, you thought you were missing out on something.
I thought maybe I'd try it.
All right, well, you found out it's not such a good thing. But read Cosmo. Cosmo will tell you that all men are completely into this. Because that's where their G-spot is.
Is it one knuckle or two?
Total BS.
It's just somebody's pouting over there. Don't you see there, Adam?
No, I'm pouting with the fact that...
Did Miss Mama Pinsky put her little pinky in Dr. Drew's little dump?
Gentlemen,
honey, take your ring finger out of my rectum.
The F is happening to the show.
We're healing babies.
Yes,
caller number 5. What? Caller number 7.
Number 6? How about
caller
number 6?
Number 6. Let's go.
Grace? You're 19?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Grace. How are you?
I have a few comments first.
All right.
On my question. Adam, you're amazing. You're so funny.
Uh-oh. Great.
Though I did see on VH1 today, and you said something about George Michael's ass, which kind of disturbed me just a bit.
Wow.
But...
It was on VH1 today?
Yeah, it was on VH1 today. I was watching it, and there you were.
What was it?
It was like the top, like, sexiest, like, 100 top sexiest artists. And you said something about George Michael having a great ass.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Geez, that was on. You know, it's weird, and I know you guys, this never means anything to anybody, but I was, taking a late nap, like 8:30, 8:45 tonight, and I taped that thing like 3 months ago, and I just had a bunch of random thoughts running through my head, and I thought, I wonder whatever happened to that thing I did. I didn't remember the name of it. I didn't know what it was for. I didn't know anything, and I haven't heard anything about it, and
just now.
Grace brought it up tonight, yes. What time was it on?
It was only like in the afternoon, I think, like probably 1 or 2.
Good times. All right, so it's like the 100 most sexiest rock people or something?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, good
and
times.
And he was one of them.
All right, so what else?
And Drew, you are brilliant. And I've been listening to you guys for forever, and this is like the 4th time I've called the show.
Oh, wow.
Right. What about Dad?
All right, enough with the kissing noise. Well, him, okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, if you stop with the kissing noise,
all right.
I think that if your girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend, excuse me, decided to have like a little affair on the side with people in the industry. She's pretty stupid.
Thank you.
And you should get over her just because she's dumb.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and here's, I don't really have a question. I just wanted to tell you that I called about like 4 months ago and I had a question for you guys. And I told you that I told my best friend that I was in love with him.
Right.
And you told me that based on his reaction, which was nothing except for I want to keep our friendship, that I should get over him and move on. And I just want to say thank you so much because I did that and I met someone that I'm totally happy with.
Great.
Thank you.
Outstanding.
Good. See, yeah, you good see, there's hope for you.
Good for you.
There's hope
thank
for you.
That was a wonderful
Dad,
call.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You listen,
yeah,
you
yeah,
listen
I,
to
I
us.
I did. I
you listen to us
them.
And right. You'll be better.
I know, but what, she what, said, what she yeah. said in her voice,
just Galbraith, she's still that and she's stupid. Just. So, and just meet someone else because he's stupid.
Jim, 34. Yo.
Jimmy!
Hi, what's happening?
What's happening?
I'm doing all right. How are things there?
Yeah. No, we're fine, thank you.
Am I on the air right now?
Yes, you are, Jimbo.
Holy mackerel. Well, here's my question. Hey, Adam.
Yes.
Okay, you got a job to do, right?
What job?
Your job of answering all these people who call in with all these drastic questions.
Already,
yeah. There's
what
people
is,
who are
care.
Pregnant. There's people who are going to making the wrong decision about
right.
being 19 years old and they're pregnant, and so on and so on and so on. Anyways, you blow them off all the time.
Thank
and I think you.
You
should put a little more effort into your work, man.
Thank you.
You're gay.
Thank you. This man has a point, mister. Now you buck up.
All right.
Prick open those ears, Mr. Flabber Lips.
By the way, David Ellen Greer, I think you're one of the funniest damn people I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you so much. Don't cut this
off. I think you got a great damn job.
I do have a good job.
Adam, you know, quit coasting through the work.
There you go.
He's working hard.
Be present, Mr. Know-it-all.
All right. All right there, Jimbo.
All right, Jim, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Jimmy.
Good times. Good times.
That was my manager.
Listen. Let's bring David in, our little new Adam.
Whoa.
Cyber Adam.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Should we subject him to that or just describe it to him?
Well, I decided Adam? That I could probably work the first hour of the show and then split and then through just various drops of me saying
five
things like, good times, he's a big boy, what are you going to do? I could get through the second hour with
that
just those drops.
Brilliant.
It is. It's a great idea.
So let's hear a couple of drops, Tanner. You got them?
Much.
Here.
What are you going to do?
All right, I'm going to be a caller.
What are you going to do?
All right. Hi.
Let's take a call. No.
All right, go. Let's try this.
See if it works. Here we go.
Ron, 2019. Ron?
Yeah.
What's up?
Just wanted to make a comment before I started my question.
Good times.
Dr. Drew, I think you're amazing. You're the smartest guy I've ever heard.
That's why you make the big bucks.
And Adam is, I don't know, he's different.
That's why I make the big bucks.
And David Unger, you're great, too.
He's a big boy.
Thanks a lot. Hey, you shut up, Adam. Thanks a lot, man. Go ahead.
All right, what's the deal, Ron? What's up?
I have a kind of a problem with my ex-girlfriend. I don't really know. She's 22. She's got herpes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know if I would have them or not. I don't know.
No,
she got
know.
It from a guy going down on her.
All right.
Can
and
that
she
happen?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He had a cold sore on his
right.
mouth.
So what's your question?
What are you going to do?
We've been going out or you know having sex without unprotected and
all right, and you've never had an outbreak?
No.
He's a big boy.
He is a big boy, and he's got to realize that he needs to start wearing a condom and take responsibility.
Dump that girl she's old news.
Wait, just because she has herpes?
Her twatty is diseased!
No, he should not just because she has
herpes. Cut it off! Cut it out!
Wear a condom if she has an outbreak.
She should have her hands cut off.
Don't have sex with her if she's having an outbreak. And
find some new gas!
If you've never had an outbreak, Ron, and you've known, you've been looking for it, alert to the possibility of having an outbreak...
Ron,
you probably don't have it.
Ron, this is the devil.
And,
pass that disease on to all of your friends.
We're still, like, doing things together, even
that's
though
that's fine.
Yeah.
Good times.
Don't, bro.
Good times. Not so good for her, but at least you're getting the friend with benefits.
Another
Thank you. My head was splitting. Let's take caller number six. He seems to have a very interesting problem, this young woman.
Well, hold on.
Number six.
Well, just 1 second. I cut poor Ron off. Ron, did you have another question?
Yeah, actually I did.
Yeah. Tough ass.
That's the Adam I love.
Jackass.
Let's go to caller number six.
I love these a-holes who call the show. They're like, Adam's... He's different. Anyway, I got 14 questions. I need you all to field.
There's this girl that's just being stupid.
I'm going to start with question number six. Then I'm going to work back to question number one. But in between, I may step down to like eight or nine. All right, Adam? It's like, listen, you start with an insult. What do you think? I'm going to sit here and listen to your
boring
ass rattle on?
He wasn't the guy that was really insulting. The guy before was the jackass.
Listen, dickweed.
All right, Laurie, what's going on?
Laurie, how are you? 27. How are you, Laurie?
Hello, David Allen. I am just calling to send you the love and tell you that not everyone in Hollywood is lying, Skanko.
Oh, I hope not.
And you are so funny on Craig Kilborn.
Thank you.
And I never call this show, even though I think that the guys are, like, totally funny and all that, and I enjoy them. And I'm all about the testosterone. I just want to say, you know, you're going to be okay. And you were so funny and so cute. And
I'm going through it, honey. I'm going through it.
Well, Laurie evidently is in the industry.
She is not.
Yeah, I'm an actress. But I was just like, my heart was going out, you know, because
does she sound crazy enough for you?
Same kind of thing.
No, not crazy enough.
You know, it's L.A.
Laura, did you hear that his honey bunny had stepped out with Cedric the Entertainer, Fred Gwynne?
Stop those lies!
And Mark DiCarlo.
Also, Charles Nelson Reilly.
I see I missed the names, but I was hearing that there was some...
There is some hanky-panky. She will not give it up. Lori, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Girls that cheat, why will they? They will not fess up.
Well, you know, I think it's girls and guys. Cheaters just don't tell, and they always say, no, honey, it wasn't
me. That's true. If I had footage, if I had filmed, she'd go, that's not me.
You'd doctor that film.
She'd be R. Kelly and a brother. You know how they do.
Lori, it sounds like she had a little experience on her belt with deception.
She did. Lori, thank you so much for the love.
She'd be right for you, Dang.
I don't know if she's crazy enough.
Carla?
Hi.
You're 20?
Yeah.
You have a 6-week-old child?
Yeah.
And your husband won't help you?
No.
How old is he?
He's 22.
What do you mean he won't help you?
Well, like, he likes playing with him and, like, feeding him when I give him the bottle, but, like, every time I ask him to do something, he
gives chomping up some cocaine so he gets to the night.
You know? And then if I question him about
what are you doing, stepping on your Coke?
What?
Mixing the
hit it with that baby lax, honey.
Baby laxative.
No.
Turning a kilo into two. What's going on in the background there?
I'm patting him, the baby.
Trying to get him to burp.
Yeah. Okay. Burp.
Carla. You
know, here's
what do you
mean? Let me just say this. I'm no pediatrician, but I do know that with the kids,
it's a tap.
It's not a series of small taps. It's one good sock. One good closed fist right to the solar plexus, man.
No.
No?
That's
what my dad used to do with me.
Yeah,
man. Carla, what exactly do you want your husband to do? Do you want him to change the diapers? What do you want him to do?
Exactly. I mean, I do everything. I clean the house and, you know.
Right. Does he work?
I'm sure this is pretty typical, but I'm not working and he's supporting us, so he feels that that's sufficient enough.
Yeah. Well, he brings home the bacon, doesn't he, baby?
Yeah.
He pays the rent, doesn't he, doll?
Yeah.
He pays for the gas, doesn't he, right?
You know, there's one.
He buys the food, doesn't he?
There's one thing.
He buys your clothes!
But the thing is that the baby will be crying, and he'll just be sitting there staring at it.
You need to let that baby cry.
Well, here's the thing about guys. We are clueless. The best we can do is follow your lead. We really do not have the same instincts that you do. You have magical insight into what babies need. We sit there with our heads up our butt trying to figure it out. No, we do. Secondly, the cop-out on his part is that the mothering job is a 24/7 job, and he needs to step in and become a 24/7 parent. Mm. Yes, he's working. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing that needs to happen for the child, is for there to be shared responsibility
right,
and people
right,
be able to
right.
be rested enough that they're available to actually nurture and attune to the child.
Right. Have you ever expressed your desire for him to become more involved with the child rearing?
Carla?
Yeah. I did.
But how do you do? Do you do it in a calm voice, or do you just hit him right when he gets to the door, like?
Yeah, it's stupid. You take the baby. I have to just stop. I want to smoke a cigarette.
No, like today when he was just letting him scream, I was like, okay, why don't you make him a bottle? You know, I'm cleaning the house and washing all his clothes, and it started from there, and we just got into a big blowout.
All right.
How about some family counseling?
Hey, really, some parenting
classes. What's he do? Does he make money?
He makes enough to support us. He's in the Navy.
Oh, all right. Yeah, he's got to get busy at home. Here's my thing. It's not how many hours a day you work. It's how much you make.
There you go.
That's my policy. Yeah. I got no problem with that.
There you go. Preach it. Preach
listen,
it
when I used to work crazy hours. It was much harder to be an effective parent then.
Because you were
and
exhausted.
And I made less money, yeah.
But you were exhausted.
Yeah, I know, but you know.
Then I met Adam. That's my point. Adam is my savior. Right.
Oh, but let me tell you something about chicks. Damn headphones. My old lady gives me that, I made the food, you do the dishes. And then I'm like, hey, see the house? You see the cars? You see everyone paying the bills? All that? Guess what? That counts. I'm taking credit for that. It's not my
how
uncle
long
didn't
do you give this marriage, Dr. Drew.
This is stuff he used to say to me. Hey, why do you take that stuff? You got to show who wears. This is just the beginning.
You are slippery slope, my friend.
No, but here's the deal. I seriously mean it. You know.
Okay. I know you mean it. It doesn't matter though.
No, but if it
doesn't mean ass.
Talking about the marriage. You're talking about the wedding. You know, Lynette's like she says to me, "Oh, I'm doing all the work on the wedding.
She is.
What are you doing?" I'm like, hey, I'm shelling out 40 grand. That's what I'm doing.
That's cheap, too. That you're getting off cheap. 40
grand? That's what everyone tells me. But here's the point. Don't forget about that 40 grand. I'm at work getting that 40 grand.
That is
not nothing.
Harken back to the early days of dating. Would she rather have been at a $200 meal or have you make the $20 picnic? Which would have meant more to her?
$200 meal.
No. The $20 picnic.
Adam,
I understand that.
Time and involvement and all that weighs way get much more benefit.
Yeah.
Much more.
Why is she going to get a photographer that's $5,000 then?
There you go, Adam.
Because you tell them that's all you're going to get, then they're going to say, okay, I'll show you. Then that's I'm going to have to get gratified that way. Well, but game on. Game on now.
Here's all I'm saying, and I've noticed this in my own life. I've noticed it with a lot of my friends and their ex-wives.
Say it again, brother, and mean it.
All I'm saying is women act like guys are going out and having a big 10, 12-hour party and then coming home.
I see.
And then it's like, you're home. Hey, I've been working. You need to get to work. And it's like, hey, baby, these guys are giving you a life that you would never have.
But there's a reality component to this, which is we get satisfaction from doing this work that they don't get to have an outlet for.
Well, tell them to get a life.
No.
No, because their kid, they're sacrificing that on behalf of raising children.
But that's their choice.
Raising kids is raising kids. I'm talking about you do the dishes. Mm. See, my feeling is I built the house. You got about 3,000 hours worth of dishes to do before we even come close to what I put into this house.
I'm going to have a little talk with Lynette.
Yeah, you better be right there.
Lynette, if you're listening, run!
Let's get her, yeah.
David Alan Greer in studio tonight.
I'm getting better, gentlemen. The sun will rise!
We'll be back. Hey, yeah, there we go. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. I'm Adam Carolla. David Alan Greer, our guest tonight.
What's up?
Life with Bonnie is the name of his new show, ABC, 9 o'clock, Tuesday nights. He's got everything to live for, but yet.
You know, Adam, I want to make a public announcement here. Mm-hmm. I haven't been all nice in this whole breakup. My ex-girlfriend had a cat.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm not. The cat, well, she thinks the cat ran away. It never returned. Now, mm-hmm. I didn't mean to have this happen.
Right.
This is really hard for me. I was going to hold the cat for her mm-hmm. until she came back to me, and I just started squeezing this little thing, mm-hmm. cutest little thing in the world. His name was Norman. And
Norman?
I had a cat named Norman.
I broke the kitty. I buried him under the fruit tree in the backyard. So I have to live with that pain.
He broke the
Sorry
kitty.
I killed your cat, you lying, cheating whore!
All right. David is just getting over a tough relationship.
I'm better now.
Liar,
better.
Liar, whore, liar,
liar,
whore.
Liar, liar, liar.
Thankfully,
she's a ho ho ho. 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 She's a ho ho ho.
Is there a cheer that maybe applies to her?
She's a ho ho ho. She's a ho ho ho. She's a ho. I hate you.
Is David getting? He's getting progressively nuttier, isn't he? Boy,
you mean tonight or across the relationship we've had with him?
I think the arc of the relationship.
Oh yeah, it's when he's under stress, he regresses.
Just
in
sex all
it's a regression.
Yeah.
There's a mosquito on Adam's nose.
But I'd like to see. Does he have a cheer pertinent for tonight's?
I do. I said
I put it in a butt. I put it in a butt. I hate you,
Mike.
Hello?
Mike, you're 21.
It's giddy
yeah,
around
hey,
here.
Hey, what's going on, man?
I just cheer him up.
I just like to say, Adam, you're the coolest. I watch you all the time.
Thank you, Drew.
You're a smart guy, man. And David, you're what's the up, best, baby? Man. I used to love your stuff on In Living Color.
Thank you, Mike. Fountain Valley.
Hey. Yeah, exactly. I had a question. I want to know, I'm 21 years old, and I want to know, is it dirty or wrong that I like to have sex with prostitutes?
No, it's not. It's called what I call speed dating.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm attracted to girls and all, you know, I find them, you know,
right,
the same way like any other guy would, but I mean, I just don't like the whole dating thing. It just like it bugs me.
Where do you find your prostitutes?
I go to Mexico sometimes or, you know, down around here you find them.
And how much do they run you?
Well, in Mexico, they're dirt cheap, dude. $20.
Like, do you have sex with them in a car, or do you take them out? Do you, you
no,
bring
well,
them to the crib? What do you do?
No, in a hotel.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Do you have like a couple of hookers that you go to?
You mean go back
no,
to?
I get a new one every time. I keep it variety. I get a different one every time.
And what do you get from me? You have sex? You get a BJ?
No, sex.
Crew, please.
Sorry.
Sex.
Okay.
Sex, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And is it good? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. You know, I mean, I can go as long as I want. Not that that's a problem or anything. And it's just it's hassle-free. You know
don't
what
they get a little angry when you go too long?
That's true.
No, not really. It's nothing like that. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it, like, just like regular sex.
You see
I've
that?
Had regular sex, like, with, you know.
Right.
And I just prefer, you know, the prostitute.
Okay.
Thing.
Just,
Dr. Drew, what is wrong with this?
I just want to know, is it dirty or bad? You know, should
no.
I be like...
Well, no, but it does arrest your emotional development to some degree.
How does it arrest your emotional
because
development?
Because we really develop as human beings by virtue of our interpersonal connections.
When you mean like when you put your heart on the line?
Mm-hmm.
And when some lying, stinking whore breaks it!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Dr. Drew.
But there's a couple things.
David laid his heart out at this woman's feet, and she took a croquet mallet. And
he chopped it up into cocaine lines,
and
just like with my credit card, and snorted it.
Well, with the Queen of Hearts, I guess. But listen, there's a couple concerns I have with this, aside from the fact that, yes, it does sort of delay your emotional, or just abort emotional development, and you are that guy. You're the guy who's not able to carry on a relationship in a mm-hmm. genuine way. You're going to prostitutes.
But don't you think David needs a prostitute about now?
I need to
don't give him any ideas. He might get fall in love with them. What's the problem?
Go get yourself a hooker.
And secondly, disease. Obviously, sexually transmitted disease is a very serious concern.
Yes, sure.
And then finally, you can get a little, well, some guys are prone to sexual compulsivity and addiction, and this can be a path that they head down that can really deter them from more fulfilling ways of dealing with
their emotional lives. Let me ask you a serious question. The behavior of my ex, as I've described it, doesn't that show some sexual compulsion?
Yes.
I gave you the definition. Borderline
answer the
personality.
Question, right.
It's, there is some sexual compulsivity as part of that. Absolutely.
Self-destructive tendencies.
It's, again, this intense desire to connect with the cut-off bad part of themselves mm-hmm. they get through acting out sexually with bad guys.
Why not just wallow in cocky? That wouldn't work?
That wouldn't work.
I suggested it.
That's what she projects onto you and you get to do.
She did kind of waller in cocky if
did.
You remove the E from the end of that.
Yeah, I hear you.
Davey?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
This Davey.
No, what do you want?
You're 27.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
How you doing there? How's it going, boys?
We're fine. David's in a bad way.
I feel the same.
What's up?
Well, my question for you is, it's in regard to threesomes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've had my girlfriend for 4 years now. And, you know, I love her more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally, we have, we've had this ongoing debate when it comes to threesomes. In her mind, the other party should be someone that we're somewhat, I don't know, emotionally involved with.
Well, that's the only way she'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a recipe for disaster, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, we've done it, and it's been
dude, I just boned two chicks!
And you did a threesome with her and her friend?
I mean, we've had actually a couple of them.
But what do you mean you're emotionally involved with this other person? What was the nature of that?
Well, the friendship, you know.
So, as Adam said, it was she and her friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then her husband, my friend, who, like, recently had a divorce, and he was staying with her.
All right, but the answer to Adam's question is yes.
Whoa. Two guys?
Yeah, it happened.
Now, did he have sex with your girlfriend?
Well, I mean, we have ground rules, you know. I mean, no intercourse.
Yeah.
She has the fantasy about, you know, the two penises in her face and all that stuff.
I see.
You know, so, I mean, it's just more of a fantasy thing for her, but when it comes to another girl in the bed, which we've done, it's always led to issues later because my preference would be a girl who there is no emotional tie to.
Right. Yeah.
But do you have sexual intercourse with both of women?
No, not penetrative vaginal or anal the other one.
You get a little oral sex?
Yeah, oral, and, you know, or I'll give her oral, or they'll give each other oral.
And what about when you're with your buddy and it's time to finish? How does that work? Any ground rules there?
Well, I mean, you know, by that point, well, she can, take it on the chest area.
I see.
Here's what I'm worried about. you and your partner are getting all overheated, and you know you're jockeying for position, and all of a sudden you feel that scabby, corn encrusted hangnail toe of your best friend scraping the instep of your foot.
No,
dude, back up off.
Now here's the real problem, because I've seen this in many a porn movie when they do the two-on-one thing with the guys. Here's the problem with semen when it comes out of the penis. Yeah. It is in no particular order. Right. Do you know what I mean? It's like the first three is like... And then third one flies 6 feet up in the air and hits the other dude in the face. It's like the first three shot directly down onto the chick, and then the fourth load blasted the guy right in the cornea. Now, how does that work? And that's my biggest fear with this whole process.
That's God's mystery, son.
You always see that.
Each drop of semen, a mind of its own.
Oh, Drew, you know what I'm talking about? It's like the first two or three look like, all right, that's the way he was pointing, no problem there. And then the fourth is this rogue load that just goes sailing in a different direction and always seems to find the sack of the other guy.
Now,
just,
Adam, you say you've seen this on films. Mm-hmm. You get this, Dr. Drew?
Yes.
You sure you and your friend David, Jimmy weren't tag teaming?
He watches so many films. There's no time for anything else. God, I'm wondering what happened in my life that I'm sitting here thinking about
rogue semen. Give me some
But you know I'm right, right?
You're always right.
Absolutely. And once again, Adam rules.
Let's take a little break here. Davey,
I'm almost healed, gentlemen.
Don't have any kids.
With this chick, I'm glad I never had kids.
And Drew and David, as far as having a threesome, your best chance for getting through the whole thing unscathed emotionally is to have some Taiwanese chick who doesn't speak a lick of English that you just picked up at a bus stop, right?
I'll tell you right now, when I have a threesome...
From a woman's standpoint, if she sees you screwing around with that person, she's going to go, you're disgusting,
hate you. No, but or screwing around with one of her good friends from work.
My ex wanted to have a threesome.
Uh-oh. Really? Yeah. See? Now you're kicking yourself.
As far as I'm going.
Now you're kicking yourself.
With one of the guys she actually did sleep with?
Yeah.
Oh, you got me.
Dag.
You got punched me, Dr. Drew.
This popcorn is delicious.
Cedric and his old lady.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back.
It's the devil.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew.
JVG holding it down. EQ Ed Lover Mac Baller. Doing my shout out to my boys,
That's right.
What up, Manny Hattie Beach? I'm surfing, Dr. Drew. I've been surfing, you know, to try to get over this heartache and whatnot.
Yeah, surfing the web.
No, surfing water, mister.
I see.
Really?
Oh, it's beautiful.
You really been surfing?
Yeah, man. I got a life, man. Get out there. Let's heal some babies.
Life with Bonnie's the name of the new show, ABC, Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock.
Do you notice a change?
Better.
I'm better.
You're much better.
Davey G's back. It's all about bloodletting, man. You know, that's what this show is about. You know, I need healing, too, you know. Mm-hmm. I come in the door, I got knowledge, you know, but a lot of times, you know, I'm a broken teacup, you know. Mm-hmm. Can I get a hug? Thanks, man, Dr. Drew. Ooh, you grabbing my ass. Now, hey! All right, let's heal some babies.
Here. Anna?
Hello.
Hi, Anna.
23, what's up?
I was just calling out a question for Dr. Drew.
Uh-uh.
me and my boyfriend have been together for about 7 years, and we live together and everything, and,
You're fat.
Huh?
Keep going.
And, recently, well, we've been through a lot, and in the beginning, we used to lie to each other and stuff, and now we don't, but he's saying that he knows he can never trust me, so he thinks that we should just end
it. Well, why does he know he can never trust you?
Because he says he can't. He's tried that. I when I go out and stuff, he doesn't ever anything.
Have you lied to him?
When we first.
Well, they lied, but you never cheated on him.
No, well.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. In the beginning, he used to cheat on me a lot. I was in high school. He was in college. He's older than me.
Okay, let me ask you guys this. You know that too much sewage under the bridge sort of adage, stuff gets off on the wrong foot. Right. You talk a little too much. Someone cheats. Someone gets caught. What have you? And then they make these proclamations like, "I can never trust you."
Right.
Then just break up with the guy.
Exactly. They're right. They can never trust you. Go find someone else.
Good. The reason he can never trust you is because he knows he can't trust himself.
Well, no,
he's the cheater here, and he's assuming.
Oh, really? Maybe he's been cheated on. Maybe his ex banged half of Hollywood.
But you said he cheated a number of times, right?
Yeah, he's the cheater. Go to counseling if that.
You've been with this guy since you're 16.
Do you have kids with him?
No.
Dump him.
Forget it.
Dump him like old dirty drawers, honey.
I don't want to dump him, though.
You've been with the guy since you're 16, right?
She's not listening.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah, it's time for you to have some other relationships. It really is.
So you don't think if we go to counseling it would help?
Well, if he's dying to go to counseling, you can get him to go and you two can go together. See, you might be able to learn something, but I don't know.
I'm generally in favor of boyfriend-girlfriend relationships going to counseling. Because if they're not working, part of... the whole dating relationship process in youth is to sort of figure out who you are and what you want. If it's not working, it ain't working.
But what if they've been together for 7 years, they're thinking about getting married, and then
counseling is always good. Counseling is always
good. Counseling for the individual is good, and so they can really get a sense of what they want.
Yeah, but you know what? This counseling may lead to individual counseling, and she'll realize this guy's a jerk.
You know why counseling works in relationships? It's for guys, it becomes like drug testing. Which is, you know you're going on Friday, and now Wednesday's come around, and the old lady's like, "Hey, could you stop watching the porn and start?" And your normal reaction would be to throw the porn at her, but you think, no, wait a minute, that's the first thing that's coming out on Wednesday. Drew, think about counseling just for the sake of keeping the guy in line during the week. First off, if you're doing couples counseling, you should always do it on a Friday.
Yeah.
And the guy will be in line during the week because women, especially if you get a female counselor, it's all coming out in the first 10 minutes. Mm. All the crap you did, all the defiance, all...
You know what? My counselor has a thing written down. She goes, let's try and get to the really big issue when you first hit the room. Because it's hard to resolve those really big issues if you hit it at minute 48.
and then my dad put his ring finger in my dumper.
That's session time. I'll see you next.
Well, wait a minute.
Miriam?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi. I have a friend, actually it's an ex-boyfriend, and he's been using Speed for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to him about it several times, and he's kind of implied that he wanted to get help, but knowing how he was even before the drugs, he's kind of, if they make it difficult for you, he won't do it, you know, type of person.
You mean if it's difficult to get into the hospital?
To get the information, even, because I've called around different places, and all they say, well, they say to go to the meetings, you know, but I don't think I could get him to go to that. I think he's going to want more solid information. So my dad's been working on it for me. He's a physician, and he's gotten a lot more information on how he can get government aid and whatnot and get into a program. The only problem is I don't know how to do the intervention. I don't know how to approach
him. Are you into this guy at all?
No. He's a really good friend. I care for him deeply.
That's good.
I'm like one of the only friends he's got.
Yeah, why?
What's wrong? What's wrong with it? She's trying to help the guy. What,
no,
Dr.
Why, why is she so invested?
Okay, he grew up and he didn't really have many friends. He moved around a lot and he's always been really, really, really shy. And about 5 years ago, we worked together and we became friends and we started dating and we broke up, but we're still friends.
Mm-hmm.
And me and this other girl have been watching him go downhill for a long time, like jobs.
So he has no insurance and he has no money.
He has nothing.
So he wants to get a county-funded bed.
My father told me that he could go to get on welfare, I suppose it is.
Yeah, but that will not cover treatment. He needs a county-funded bed. Call Cry Help in North Hollywood.
Okay.
That's where you go. We call them. And he needs forget the intervention piece, because that cost about $5,000 to do an intervention.
Oh, well, I meant, why? You know, what I meant by intervention was, how do I approach him to bring all this up and give him the information?
You flat out do it. You got a bed for you, let's go. That's it. You do not pussyfoot around. You don't worry about sparing his feelings. If you're trying to save this guy's life. If he won't do it, he won't do it. You got to let it go.
All right. Call that Cry Help in my hometown.
You are Dr. Drew Let It Go Pinsky. Quick impression, Adam. Dr. Drew in a public place. Honey, the movie started. Let it go! Honey, I already achieved orgasm. Let it go!
Mark?
Yeah, just a few questions, a few observations. Uh-huh. First, Adam, what's the Las Vegas over-under on the number of Wayan brothers that did Dave's girlfriend?
How cruel can you be?
The line just moved to 4.5.
I've never heard anyone go through so many Kleenexes as...
Oh, my God.
Got that three-hour Japanese bukkake porno.
A2, Marky?
I just want to know which one of the Olsen twins dropped, Dave.
Mark, this is not a time for your abrasive roast style humor.
Drum.
It's kind of wild. You're my feelings.
Dave Mark. Must be the Stevie Wonder of players after a 4-year relationship. He couldn't see the dirtbag skank was being drilled more than the Arctic tundra.
He's hitting pay dirt here. Keep preaching, Mark. Keep preaching. You ran out of material, didn't you?
During the last 4 years, when you were going south on the girlfriend, you were giving oral to half of Hollywood.
Oh! Oh, my God! Oh!
I didn't even live in Hollywood. I banged her.
He's right!
Mark, you had sex with Dave's ex?
Yes, I have.
I thought I saw your name on that list.
But I still did her.
All right. The point is you got in before the store closed.
Okay, two questions for Adam. Adam, how will marriage cut into your masturbation time?
Good question. Not at all, I imagine.
I've dedicated 6 pages to this in my prenup, so okay. I'm fine. Actually, 4 of the pages I'm using to cover my belly, but the other 2 actually have text on them.
Two questions. Yeah. Will Sotheby's be auctioning off your extensive porno collection?
No. Mark,
when are you going to be doing the next open mic?
No.
Okay, work on those jokes.
Yeah.
You had some good ones there, though.
It was still funnier than Tommy Davidson at the roast.
Ooh, ow. You are just slinging.
He's a good,
listen,
funny
little
man.
Sammy Davidson is wonderful. I'm sorry, Tommy. Yes, right. Tommy Davidson.
Here we go. Right. Go
Let's heal some babies. We got 6 minutes. Go. Next caller.
All right. We're going to continue on for another hour. I don't think David is...
I am healed. I want to thank America. I want to thank you, Dr. Drew. Most of all, I want to thank Adam Carolla, all my friends, my coworkers. I am healing. Yeah. I will love again.
We need another 1 hour after Loveline will air on Oxygen.
Can't you take this love, Dr. Drew? Thank you so much.
Remember, everybody, my wife and kids...
Oh, how
NBC,
dare you.
Thursday
it's my blight with Bonnie.
Yeah, my life with Bonnie.
Life with Bonnie.
Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock,
Absolutely.
ABC, David Alan Greer.
Thank you.
David, please.
Thank you so much.
Don't be scared to reach out to the ones who are really close to you, the ones who really care.
Thanks
all right,
a lot.
Man?
Thank you. Dr. Drew, I got your home number.
Mm. I'll be waiting for you.
So,
by the phone.
Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew.
And Dave E.G.
Saying mahalo.
Did Miss Mama Pinsky put her little pinky in Dr. Drew's little dump?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.